Welcome to this edition of Dental Ministries Digest. I'm Jeff Amstutz, a Vice President for Christian Medical and Dental Association's Dental Ministries. Today we are joined by Diane Glasgow Watterson. Diane is a registered dental hygienist. She has a BS degree in human service management and a master's in business administration. For more than four decades, Diane has been involved in dentistry. Her business, Professional Dental Management, is based in Frederick, Maryland. Since 1997, Diane has been published extensively, including authoring two monthly columns in national dental publications, one in Dental Economics called Practice Wisdom, and the other in RDH Magazine called Staff Prescriptions. Diane is a well-known provider of continuing education for dental professionals. She's the author of The Foundations of Periodontics for the Dental Hygienist and a book called Manage Your Practice Well for the Dentist. Diane has been honored by many organizations. She was the Distinguished Dental Professional in 2005 by Dentsply and named as a Key Opinion Leader by Colgate. Diane has been chosen consistently since 2006 as a leader in consulting and speaking by Dentistry Today. We're proud to have Diane as a member of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Join me as we hear from Diane and a little bit of how God is using her to have an impact for Him through dentistry. Diane, thank you for being with us today. I know that you're busy. Tell us a little bit, how did you first get into dentistry?
Well, Jeff, I started back in 1972 in a small dental practice in Thomasville, North Carolina, working at front desk, and I was also trained by the dentist to work chairside. So I did that for a number of years, and then from that experience, I decided to go to hygiene school. So I went to hygiene school and then graduated and did dental hygiene for a number of years, just loved taking a patient from a state of dental disease to a state of good health through a series of appointments. And in one of those offices, there was a consultant that was brought in to work with the practice, and she helped our practice so much. It just really made an impression on me, and I thought, you know, I would really like to do that kind of work. But I didn't have any formal business education. So I decided to go back to school, and I earned a bachelor degree in human service management and had to do an internship at the end of that. And it was at that point that I narrowed my focus to dental practice management, and I did the bulk of my internship with probably one of the most well-known consultants in the country, and that's Linda Miles out of Virginia Beach. So she has been my great friend and my mentor through the years, but she said, now, Diane, if you want to be hired by dentists to help their practices, then you have to build some credibility. And I said, well, how do I do that? And she said, well, the best way is to be published. And so I said, well, what do I write about? And she said, well, you write about the things that you are passionate about. So I wrote some articles and submitted them to Dental Economics, and finally the fourth one, Joe Blaze, liked it, and he published my fourth one. So that was in 1997, and the very next year I had written a couple of articles for RDH magazine as well. I just found that I had a real love for writing, and so Mark Hartley, who's the editor of RDH, gave me a monthly column, which started in 1998. So since 98, I have written continuously every month in RDH magazine, and then I do a bi-monthly column for Dental Economics, which is called Practice Wisdom. So it's really kind of two different tracks, but it's national recognition, and writing for those magazines has given me some national recognition. So the writing, from that, I developed some speaking material. I developed like some after-dinner lectures and then some half-day lectures. And so when I get invited to speak, then I get invitations from dentists and dental practices to come in and work with their practices. So all three of those things are very closely intertwined. My writing and my speaking and my consulting are very tightly interwoven. And in that period of time, I also taught in a dental hygiene school, so I have a strong clinical background as well.
Well, Diane, I imagine in the time that you've spent, I mean, from being chairside and front desk and hygiene and going into practice, you've probably seen it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. a lot of our CMDA dentists and those that are working in the profession are wondering about, wrestling with, how do I integrate faith into my practice? What are some of the things maybe that you've seen that have worked? And is there a place even for faith in the dental practice?
Well, I do think there is. And I'll tell you, Jeff, I accepted the Lord when I was a 9-year-old girl down in Thomasville, North Carolina. So I've been walking this way most of my life. And I think as a Christian, I think that my faith is integral to who I am. And so my faith, it seasons just like salt seasons meat or food. My faith seasons my thinking. It seasons the things that I do. And really, for me, my ministry is my work. And I think dentists need to look at their businesses that way as well, that their ministry is their work. Mm-hmm. And if they approach it like that, then it really doesn't feel so much like work, but it becomes the ministry.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I've been in hundreds of dental practices through the years as a consultant, and just when I think I've seen or heard it all, then something new pops up. And I'll tell you, I don't have all the answers, but I serve a God who does know everything. So as a Christian, you know, I don't think I have to know everything, but I can take these various issues and various things to the Lord. I can pray for my clients. I pray for their staff members. And I pray for myself that God will give me wisdom to help me deal in the right way with these sometimes very difficult issues that I've had to deal with as a consultant.
Diane, as you are involved in people's practices and get to know them and in their lives, what are some of the issues that you're seeing dentists that are faced with today? What are they faced with?
Well, I'll tell you, in all these years, Jeff, there are some really fairly disturbing trends in dentistry today. I was one of those years ago preaching this whole message, don't sign on to the plans, don't get involved in managed care, you know, keep your practice fee for service. Well, in the last, I'll say the last 5 to 6, 7 years, what I've seen is huge inroads into dentistry by managed care today. And the dentists who have held out, who still have not signed on with any plans, most of those today are going to see openings in their schedules, unless they're just in an area that's not saturated with managed care. I think there's some pockets like that in the country. But, you know, the statistics today about only about 15% of dental practices are still totally fee-for-service. So, that, you know, that's been hard, and I'm seeing it today. I'm seeing it in client practices. The number one concern of dentists today that call me is, Diane, we're not busy enough. You know, these are dentists who a few years ago were booked out 6 weeks solid without an opening in the schedule, and these dentists today have openings even tomorrow in their schedule. So that's been a disturbing trend that I've seen. We in dentistry held out for a lot of years, a lot longer than in medicine, before we jumped onto the managed care bandwagon. But I think today it is just a reality, and patients want to go where their plan is accepted. So it's a harsh reality in some ways. That brings me to the next thing that I'm seeing in a lot of practices is a lot of belt tightening in practices, and it's just of a necessity. So dentists are looking for ways to cut costs, and while they can still figure out how to deliver high-quality care, but under often a shrinking profit margin. The other thing is a lot of the young dentists coming out of school today are just really saddled with tremendous debt. It's really expensive to go to dental school, and much more than in the past, and so they come out of school with this ball and chain around their necks of debt. So this affects a lot of the older doctors who are looking to retire in the near future. Well, in some situations, it's very difficult to find a qualified buyer for these practices.
What advice would you give a young dentist that was starting today?
The best case scenario for the young doctor today is to associate with an established practice and work as an employee dentist for a while and pay down some of that debt, then have an agreement where the associate will have an opportunity to buy into the practice and become a partial owner or even own the practice outright at some future date. But this is the best way today, and it also allows the young dentist to learn about management and not have to go in and become a manager right off the bat. It's really tough. It's hard enough to be good dentist, you know, clinically right out of school without having to worry about all these management things as well. So that's the best case scenario, in my opinion.
Well, Diane, we're excited that you're going to be one of our speakers at our Emerging Leaders in Dentistry Symposium this summer, and we'll be bringing students in from across the country, and we're glad that you're going to be able to be a part of that with us. I spoke with you earlier, and you've been talking about the idea and developed this idea of a book called Dentistry by the Book. Tell us a little bit about what you're thinking as that book begins to kind of come together in your mind.
A few years ago, I crossed paths with another consultant who is also a strong Christian by the name of Steve Carton. Steve and I got to talking about our complementary types of strengths that we bring to the table. I have a strong clinical background and business background, and Steve has a strong business background and pastoral and counseling background. So we both have in common our Christian faith, and so we decided we should bring this together and put it into a book. Steve came up with the name Dentistry by the Book, and we got the trademark for that. So we are in the process of writing this book now. It's about 50% complete. We're very excited about it. The book is going to have some really solid practice management information in it, but it's also going to have a way for the Christian doctor to integrate faith, work, and life. And so we're very excited to bring this. We hope by the Emerging Leaders Conference, which I'm very excited to be a part of this year, we will be able to offer the first chapter of this book as a free download to the attendees who come. Then at some future date, we will have the whole book finished, and we'll be able to offer that as well.
Well, Diane, that's exciting for us as we think about that and this resource and tool for us in dentistry. And I know so many of us are, you know, constantly asking and looking at ways that we integrate, you know, who we are as Christians into what we're doing. And as you said, just so important to see, you know, our role as ministry right there in the dental office, not just something that we go out and go overseas to do, but that God's placed us in a place at this particular time to have effective ministry.
You know, I think we need to understand that operating a financially healthy business and living out our Christian faith, these things should not be mutually exclusive. I think God is pleased when we manage our practices, our businesses well, we manage our resources well, and we have financially healthy businesses. That allows the business owner to take good care of his or her families. It allows the doctor to take good care of the staff members and patients, and then that overflows into the community where they have resources to give toward missions and to give in their churches and all. It just goes on and on. So I do think God is pleased when we manage well and we are successful financially. That, I think consulting kind of got a black eye in the past because there were a few around, I guess, that would give some unethical advice and those kinds of things. But I don't think we have to be unethical to be financially successful. So that's kind of the position I come from.
Well, Diane, one of the things that we're looking at, in especially on the dental side of CMDA, is expanding our mission to dental hygienists and dental assistants in a new and more intentional way. You've been a member as a dental hygienist for a number of years, and as we think about that, as we're praying about how God might lead us in that, what do you see as the potential for this expansion into hygiene and CDA and the role that they might play in the ministry of CMDA, but also how we might help them in their role?
Oh, I am so excited to hear that CMDA is going to do this because In my lecturing, in my bio, I always have in my bio that I'm a member of the Christian Medical Dental Association. Well, I've had many people to come up to me and say, what is this? I didn't even know this existed. And a lot of these people are hygienists that come up to me and ask, they want to know about it. Well, can I join too? They'll say, I said, of course you can. And I point them to the website. So certainly there are dental auxiliaries that would be very much interested in being a part of a faith-based organization that allows them to integrate their faith in their work. So I'm very, very pleased about that. And I don't put in my bio that I'm a member of CMDA. I put Christian Medical Dental Association. I want people to know what this is. I want people to know about the organization.
Diane, thank you for your time again today, taking that out of your busy schedule. And we just ask that God bless you as you continue your ministry.
Thank you so much.
We are so thankful for our dental members like Diane and like you who are living out your faith through dentistry and the opportunities that God has given to you. You can find out more about Diane at her professional dental management website, www.professionaldentalmgmt.com. Diane will also be one of our featured speakers at the upcoming Emerging Leaders in Dentistry Symposium, June 13th to 15th, right here in Bristol, Tennessee at CMDA headquarters. If you are a dental student or if you know a dental student interested in learning more about Christian leadership and living out their faith through dentistry, then they need to know about this symposium. This is our third year and students will be joining us from across the country. We'll have fun with times of interaction and fellowship, good food, and the opportunity not only to hear from leaders in dentistry who are living out their faith, but to interact with them throughout the weekend. And the cost to students is only $50. To find out more about the Emerging Leaders in Dentistry Symposium and to register, visit our website at www.cmda.org/dentist and click on the Emerging Leaders banner. If you're a dentist and you'd like to help sponsor students to be able to attend, we have a link that allows you to do just that. God is doing great things, and we have the privilege of making a difference now and for the years to come. Thank you again for joining us for this edition of Dental Ministries Digest. It's such a privilege to hear your stories and how God is using you to carry out the work that He has for you. If there are ways that we can come alongside you, don't hesitate to let us know. In the meantime, we look forward to joining you next time on Dental Ministries Digest.
Dental Ministries Digest is a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on Dental Ministries Digest are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations.